SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
I think you can better say not thinking at all. So it started off with like different rigging because the rigging wasn't good. And once the boat was like on the dry, we found out the mast was rotten as well. So we had to replace the mast. And after that, I had like, I noticed a small problem with steering capacity. So we figured out that the whole rudder was blocked up. So we had to change the whole axle of the rudder, all new bearings and that kind of stuff. After that, we tried to turn the navigation stuff on, and that was all fried, so we had to change that too. And after a few weeks, we found some bad spots on the boat, so we had to like remove the bad spots, which made a few holes through the boat, so we had to fix the holes. Oh, what else, man? Do I miss anything, because it's so much?
The anchor system, because it was bloody expensive to for the engineer to make it, so we're like, nah, we will do the anchor by hand.
And how heavy is one of these anchors?
We're Dutch, so it's not
so
heavy.
2,000 kilo for one anchor. No, it's like 40 kilos or something.
Okay, did you get any help with all of this from, say, the local boating community? You know, the people that actually know what they're doing?
There are like a lot of people wants to help us out, so we met like a lot of good people.
We met a guy, Flynn. He's also here on the boatyard, and he's also he's here with his own boat, and he's helping us out with the bolts in the engine.
He's the bolt king.
Yeah, he's the bolt king. Man. We couldn't get the bolts out of the engine, so that was his profession. So he helped us out for free. That was really nice. We got some free paint, free food.
Did any of the professionals ever say to you, you're crazy for attempting this?
Yes.
I think all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
And you decided not to listen.
Thing is, if you want to have some adventure in your life, you shouldn't be listening all the time.
And did you ever think maybe we should just book a flight home and forget about all this?
No.
You go first.
No, we have to do this adventure. we don't have another choice, so we can't think about booking a flight back. We have the boat here.
Yeah, we're gonna go for it.
So shortly you'll be leaving the Gold Coast of Australia behind to embark on a year-long journey. Excited?
Yeah. It's gonna take us a year and a half, but yeah, we're definitely looking forward to do it, but we're a little bit afraid of what's coming.
A lot of excitement in general, but there's like, yeah, you know, the first time going out to sea, the first time raising the sails, you know, those kind of things. It's a lot.
One last question, Daniel. Is Samara going to be waiting for you on the Dutch shores when you come back?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she'll be on the shore waiting for me.
All right, guys, thanks for this. Good luck. I hope you stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
See you, Matt.